Blog Talk Radio.
My dear beloved, this is Sister Powell. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line, and thank you to be my co-host tonight. Before I just pray, I just comment a little. I did not remember that it's Thursday night. You know, I just came in, but God is good. Thank God for Sister Stephanie who remind me. Let's pray, my dear beloved. You know, let's pray. Can you bow your head or you kneel? And if you are driving, please to keep your eyes on the road. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this moment to give you thanks and praises. Lord, for all the many blessings that you have poured upon us, the blessings of health, the blessing of strength, the blessing of providing food, shelter, clothing for us, the blessing of peace of mind, the blessing that we can go out, travel to and fro. You are protected too. You took us and you protect us and you brought us back home safely. The blessing of friendship, sisters and brothers, and also the blessing, dear Lord, that we could go out and share your word to those who we come contact with. So we just want to thank you. The blessing, dear Father, for keeping us that we could be here to sit at the fellowship, to fellowship with you at your welcome table. And Lord, I know you welcome us, so we ask you to forgive us of all our many sins and help us to be faithful to you. Bless us today while we open this line, dear Lord, and allow everyone that they will be able to share and to give you thanks. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Yes, my
amen.
Dear beloved. So we go into read the scripture. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Advent Thursday, Elk Thursday. Welcome. And we also welcome those who are listening, those from Netherlands, those from Jamaica, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Louisiana, Tennessee, Albany, New York, upstate, both upstate, and the adjoining community. We welcome everyone tonight. And our scripture passage will be taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and also 3 John 1 to 4, and Revelation 22, 1 to 2. So we have three scriptures, and we are asking anyone on the line who would like to read the first scripture for us, that you can identify yourself, and then I will open your line, right? The first scripture is Genesis 1, 29 and 30, so you can, you know, okay, praise the Lord. Thank you. 518-482, your line is open. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Paula. So I'm blessed and be upon us to read his word. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielded seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Every green herb for meat.
Thank you so much, Sister Consinelli, for blessing us with that scripture. Sister Powell, I will read the next one if you would like for me to do that.
Amen.
Or did you want Sister Consinelli to read it?
I hope you can read it, my dear. Thanks, Sister Consinelli,
okay,
for reading the first scripture. So I welcome you to read the others. Your line is open.
All right. Okay, thank you. So we're going to be reading. Thank you, Sister Consinelli. Sister Consinelli, share with us from the Old Testament. Let's see what the New Testament says. And we're going into the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4. And it says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater what?
Joy.
Than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Here ends the reading, the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for reading, and also Sister Consinelli for reading Genesis and New John. And God wants us to walk in the truth, just as how he had given us, right, our meal, our daily bread, our food, right? He gave it to us, and he wants us to walk in the truth and also share with others. So the other scripture passage will be taken from Revelation 22, 1 to 2, and I will read. It said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on an either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So, my dear beloved, we read the three scriptures, and we saw what God had promised us, right? And he is going to once more, if we are faithful, we'll be experiencing this tree of life, right? We heard about the tree of life, you know, from creation. We heard about God had warned our first parents that they must not eat from the tree of life. And what happened, disobedience had caused them to do it, and that's why we are in this crisis. But one day, you know, no one can find that tree of life here on the earth or here. But God promised that one day, he said, in the midst of the street of it and on the other side of the river was there the tree of life. So one day we are going to experience again that tree of life. I'm praying, my dear beloved sisters and brothers on this line, that we all will have that experience on that tree of life, because it will bear 12 manner of fruit, and also it will yield our fruits every month. We can get a fresh fruit. And I love some fruit, my dear. I can tell you I love some mangoes. I love some grapes. I love some sweet cherries. And the Lord promised us that we're going to get the real food, the natural, where there will be organic. It will be organic, right? No poison will be placed in
there. No genetically modified food on those trees.
Okay, so we will all enjoy the tree of life, my dear, and the fruit. So I just want to thank God for that. And you know what, my dear beloved, as he has given us the opportunity, he had a law, he gave us the Ten Commandments, and he wants us to be obedient and to follow it, not follow 8 or 9, he gave us 10. And we just pray that, you know, we will be obedient to listen. So he gave us 8 laws of health. And also what we have read a while ago in the scriptures, the 8 laws of health is telling us about New Start, how, you know, we should enjoy, you know, these wonderful remedy, and it is not for sale. It is free, right? And our 8 laws of health consist of nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, air, rest, temperance, and trust in God. So those are free of charge. So tonight, my dear beloved, I'm going to open the store with the 8 laws of health that is free, so that my dear beloved who is on the line, that they can come at the store, you to share or to buy some of these things, this natural remedy that they have been using throughout the year and even now, and also sharing with others to tell them how good God is and what these benefits, you know, these things that they have, the benefits, health benefits that they gain from these wonderful, natural, free of charge healing process. Yeah, the line is open. So you can share now, my dear beloved, and also share your testimony and your prior request. You can just do it one as we are together. And welcome again. It's just few of us on the line. So, you know, we'd like to hear everyone participate. Thank you. Well, this line is open. So far with Izan, hands is up. I am going to open it. 518-482, your line is open. So you can now share. And thank you again. Welcome on Advent Life.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. I try not to be very long. Today, I first will give my prayer report, because I went to the nursing home today. I'm a bit tired. I'm still tired. Yes, I went there to help my brother. And he is much worse. He has a large appetite still. He eats a lot, but he can't move. So he is there trying, by God's help, not worse, but the Lord is keeping him. For what reason? I don't know, but Lord, he is there, right? And he is in no pain. Thank the Lord. So this evening, I just want to, there are so many things to talk about on health. I don't even know where to start this evening. But I could say God gave us these herbal remedies. But they were only given because, why? Why do you think God gave us these herbal remedies? Can anybody guess? They are given, well, I'm... You saying something, Sister P?
No.
Why
no,
God
I said they want you to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. God gave us these herbal remedies because we lack faith in God. If we had faith, people would not have no need of them. But just think about it. Just use the lemon. I'm just speaking about the lemon now. The lemon in the home of somebody that knows not the Lord and does not profess to know the Lord. Perhaps there is something here within a problem. Perhaps they have cataracts. You say, do you have a lemon? Do you have a lemon? You ask them, do you have a lemon? They may say, I have a lemon. And you may say, by God's grace, we are going to remove those cataracts. If you have a patient who will just listen and follow the word of the Lord, they may not believe in the Lord. Well, don't worry. Don't worry about that. You just do God's will. And God will help you and I to believe. For instance, my brother is going for surgery on the eye for cataract next week. So he has to go today. He says he wouldn't be able to go there for the next 2 weeks, so he has to take some break from his work. I said, you know what? That is good because you need to rest. And I personally use the lemon. People say that the lemon, I says, I don't like to remove any member of my body, right? And if I could, the lemon is a little, you know, it's hard when you cut the lemon, you squeeze a little every morning in the eye. It helps to promote circulation. So that's why you put the lemon. And in the evening before you go to bed, you put 2 drops of honey in the eye. That's a simple remedy. And I really latch on to that because that is what I do every night. I try to use that lemon, right? In the morning, take the little, you know, it gives a little burning, but you can bear it because more than you have to go and operate in the eye and do this to the eye and all kinds of things. I rather to do that because you want to bring more blood flow to the eye. And that is what that lemon is doing. Some people say, I can't do that because it burns too much. It's a sharp burning, but it really, I know it works. Because I went to the doctor of late and they says the eye hasn't gone worse. So I said, well, I still have to wear the glasses to see. But they says, why is it, if it's better, why do I have to still wear the glasses? So I know that it does something. I believe that it does something. So that is one thing we can use, right? You tilt the patient, your head back,
the patient to tell the patient head bath, and you drop one drop of lemon juice into the eye. I'm not telling you it's easy, because it will sting for a little while. But if you volunteer to be a medical missionary, it will hurt a little. But we learn obedience from the things we suffer. So a little suffering is all right. A little suffering is all right, right? But it's only for a small moment. So we tilt the head back, and we take the lemon and drop into the eye. Now scrunch your eyes up real tight and just bear with the pain a little bit, and it is going to be all right. So you can feel it's okay to do that. And this will help the circulation in the eye. I don't want to try that, but I am doing it, and I know it works. Disease is a friend. It is not an enemy. It is simply nature's way of saying, I love you so much that I will try to do something to assist you and to aid in your recovery. So I think the lemon juice and the honey is two simple things that we use. And if you want your eyes and you value your eyes, you would, instead of using drugs, drugs never cure, herbs never cure. The purpose of the drug is to mask the symptom. The purpose of the herb is pretty much the same thing. It is simply to make it possible for you to tolerate it. So this is one of the big problems medical missionaries have, having across the country. We can get the herbal practice. We are becoming practitioners, right? And God never calls us to be a practitioner. He calls us to be medical missionary evangelists. We are to blend the gospel with simple remedies. But every treatment is direct attention back to Jesus, who is the author of the solution and cure. And Psalms 103 says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Now let us look at that word. Iniquities. What does that word mean? It means known and practiced sin, who healed all thy diseases. That's the diseases of the Egyptian. So before Christ can heal us, what must we do? We have to be forgiven. Ask the Lord to forgive us of all our sins. And amen, that is my little advice for you this afternoon. The simple remedy that we can use. Thank the Lord that I am using it, and I am seeing effects. I'm seeing results. So you can do that if you want. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line, and that is my little advice to you. And my prayer is for us to pray for my brother who has to be in there all the time, and that God will give him the strength to just to bear whatever his lot is in there. Okay? Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Constance Elliott, for joining, and also here, my dear beloved Sister Constance Elliott, here, the natural remedy, right? The lemon, and also the lemon, right? Juice and the honey, right? And we know that those are simple remedy that you can, natural remedy that we all have in our home, right? So thank you again for sharing, my dear. And she's saying that she had used it, right? So my dear beloved, contact your physician. You know, doing these things, make sure contact them, even though, you know, the great physician is Jesus Christ. You know, so you have to be wise sometimes in doing all these things and trust God, believe that he is able to do all things. So thank you, my dear, for sharing. All right. Yes, welcome again, my dear, and thank you all for waiting. We have a full house, almost 985-2382. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Brenda calling from Hummel, Louisiana. I just want to, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, amen, amen.
Just want to thank God for watching over us last night and waking us up. I would like to read a prayer. And the Lord's smell is sweet sour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not gain curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will he gain smith anymore. Everything living as I have done. Genesis 8:21. Just want to thank God for giving us these encouraging words. I just thank God again because he's worthy to be praised. And I just thank him for his love, his kindness, his everything, because we was glad to see this morning. Thank you, Lord, when we woke up. So I just thank and ask prayer for my my bereaved family. Hearing that the little preacher, my nephew, the preacher, the little minister, Saturday coming, and we just had one more cousin die this morning. So just keep our family in prayer. And we just pray for it being like church, all our people on and off the line. We pray for the sick, homeless, the jailhouse, the nursing home, and all the people that's outdoors, sleeping in everywhere, those that are in pain, those that are wherever they are at. We just want to keep everybody in prayer. Ask the Lord to look over them, give them the strength, and so they can move on. And just thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Brother
John. Amen.
Yes, Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to say hello to everyone. And it feels good to be back on the prayer line. And I just want to thank God for the prayer line and our brothers and sisters on the prayer line and the listeners and it's everyone in general. I just want to give God the praise as usual and just thank God for giving me more wisdom day by day and learning from the Word. And learning the Word is giving me more wisdom, more and more, and that's never an ending to it. You know, I just want to learn for the rest of my life. And my wife read a lot of scriptures and things, and the scriptures never stop coming. You know, if you notice that she teaches a lot, but the things she read teaches others. And the word is powerful, and it enables us to make it through, you know, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, and it just keeps us strengthened, and it shows us the way like a guiding light. So I just want to thank God for Jesus and God, and like I said, our Heavenly Father, and our watching over us, and for us teaching one another the way. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for joining. And thank you you know that you can, all, both of you guys can come on this line to give praise and to bring honor to God and to share your experience, how you're walking with the Lord, and your experience is telling you and to show you that you can share with others to tell them, come and see a man. I can tell you about this man because this is a man who have healed me. This is a man who have allowed me to go into your word. This is a man who is teaching me your word, and it is sweeter and sweeter every day. You know, and the joy that you have felt, Lord, with this man, this is a testimony, my dear beloved, that you can go out and share with others. So I just want to thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for growing. And our sympathy on behalf of Advent Life, we know that you are going through a lot of mourning and grieving at this time where you lost. There was quite a few of your family members you have lost, and now you have a cousin who had passed. And we just pray that God will strengthen you all in this time of sorrow. He promised that he will comfort you. So our prayer will be for comfort for the family at this time. So I just want to thank you for sharing and, you know what, showing us that God is real despite of all things, Brother John and Sister Brenda. He is real. All right, so open this line. 857-505, your line is open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Palin and brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because God is good, he's merciful, he's an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Palin. I have a lot of prayer requests and a lot of, Sister Palin, my testimony. I like to praise God because God is good, God is able. Brothers and sisters, God is able to do all things. He's a mighty God, my brothers and sisters. My brother and sisters on this prayer line. If you feel like you are having a bad night, my brothers and sisters, cry out to the Lord and pray, my brothers and sisters, my Jamaican brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Young people, youth, every youth on this prayer line, on Afterlife Ministry. Every time if you feel like you have a bad night, my brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord because God is able. God is merciful. He's worthy to be praised, my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, cry out to the Lord. Baptize in the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Baptize unto water, yeah, my brothers and sisters, because we need to be a Seventh-day Adventist, my brothers and sisters, because God is good. Those of you who are new on the prayer,
amen,
line, my brothers and sisters,
amen,
baptized on,
amen,
the prayer line.
Amen.
I have a prayer request, Sister Powell. Can I bring my prayer request? My prayer request is to pray for my mother, lift up my mom in prayer. Sister Powell, don't forget to lift up individuals in prayer. Don't forget to lift up Brother Brian in prayer. And Sister Powell, Brother Brian is bringing Brother Javel on the prayer line, because Brother Brian is with Brother Javel on the prayer line. So please lift up Brother Javel in prayer, that God will change him, that God will deliver,
amen,
him from,
amen,
darkness. Because,
amen,
Sister Powell, pray for Baco too, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening my line. Can I sing, Sister Powell, after? Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, you know, about that passion, you know, whatsoever we are going through, my dear beloved, Brother Eli crying out, call upon Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is able, and only Jesus can help us at this time with all what is happening to us, pain, ache, and all the problems. He is our problem solver. And you know what? He told us in his word that he is our burden bearer. And if we have a burden bearer who is Jesus, who decided and promised us that he will take all our trials, all our troubles, all our pain, all our ache, all we have to do, our faith, and leave it to him. He is able. So all what we are going through, Brother Jovell, Brother Jari, Brother Brian, as Brother Eli, myself, and all the team, whatsoever we're going through, we have a burden bearer. And he said, cast our burden upon him. So I just want to thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. All right. We're opening. If my dear beloved on the line and want to share, you press number one that I can know that you want to participate in this program. So please press number one that I can open your line. 804, your line is open. If you want to share, it may be the wrong number. 804, I don't know if it's Sister Tamiko. Your line is open. All right. Can you check your line? I doubt you, Sister Tamiko. Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, this is the time that we have that we can share. So if you want to share, I'm asking you please to press 1 so that I can know that you want to share. And in this little part time here, we're going to re-thank Sister Carla for putting on, you know, each day, each moment, each hour, you know, she's there putting on some wonderful quote for us so that we can be reminded, you know, what the Lord said in his promises for each and every one of us. So, my dear beloved, we have here, the laws of health are to be obeyed. Just the law of health that God has given unto us free of charge, no prices for it. It said it is important that the digesting organ shall not be overtaxed, right? There are many who keep the stomach continually at work, and it has not opportunity to recruit its strength, right? And the result must be digested disorder. There should be no eating between meals, and at least 5 hours should be allowed to elapse between the meal. Indigestion is the result of food taken into the stomach before the digestive organ have had time to dispose of the foregoing meal, right? 3 meals are sufficient for us, my dear beloved. How many meals? 3. And 2 meals are better than 3, so we can cut down. For the past 30 years, I have eaten only 2 meals a day. The dullness from which people suffer is often caused by overeating and by eating at a regular period. Diarrhea, something like that, brings despondency, and one suffering from this disease, though he may profess to be a Christian, act is an unchristlike manner. Some claim that the inclination to eat is sufficient guide, but one may get into the habit of eating several times a day, yet this would not be best. Such a habit would produce disease because the digestive organ were overtaxed. So my dear beloved, all these quotes, and we find it from TGP 2:10:5 and 2:10:10 paragraph 4 in the Spirit of Prophecy. So we are asking you, all our brothers and our sister, you know, that we have to be careful and as he have given us the promises, you know, let us ask him to help us that we will carry through. Yes, my dear beloved, we are asking our brothers and sisters, if you want to share, can you press number 1 that I can open if I'm going to go into a season of prayer now. And I don't know if Brother O'Neill is on the line. If Brother O'Neill is on the line, I'm asking you to press 1 so that I can know that you are here. Because last week, you are presented a message. And Sister Stephanie asked if you would be able to continue, you know, that wonderful information that you was giving us, giving all of us. So if you are on the line, I'm asking you please to press 1 that I can know that you are here. Let's open the line. Yes. I am going to open the line for us to have a song. And, okay. A song, and then we're going to go into prayer. And after prayer, my dear Brother O'Neill, dear Sister Stephanie, I don't know if she's in class or what, you know, she can identify if she wanted to speak. Right? So, my dear, as the Lord said, we must cast all our burden, right? Burdens are lifted on Calvary, and we find that from 4:76. So all our burdens, we're going to place to Jesus, and we know he is able. So we're going to sing the song, and then we're going to go into prayer, right? We have 8:40, okay. All right. Burdens are lifted, and then I saw somebody just come in and open. So I'm going to open this line right way after this song. All righty. You can join us if you know the song is 4:76 in the hymn. Burdens are lifted on Calvary, and then we will offer prayer. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Calvary. What is Calvary? Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Jesus is very near. There's a problem, Lekailu. Hello, my dear beloved. I'm going to open this line to see if there is, I saw it came on that there is a problem on the line, right? Somebody look like they do drop, so I'm going to open the line to find out if this individual is with still on. 9-9-8-5-2-3-2, you have been hearing? Hello? 9-8-5-2-3-2, your line is open. Okay, please call in. All right. Okay, Mackenzie. Okay.
Sister Powell, I'm sorry about that. The call fell, and so I call back in, okay?
Okay, because I see my voice blast. Okay.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're back on. Everybody's on. There's some hands that are that
okay,
have been raised.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thanks. Okay. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and jail. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Calvary, burdens are lifted on Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled souls the Savior can see. Every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Jesus is very near. Oh, burdens are lifted on Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Jesus is very near. Yes, my dear beloved, burdens are lifted on Calvary. And we all know that Jesus is very near. When we saw all what is happening in this world, everywhere in this world is troubled. And the only person we can tell it and just leave it to him is Jesus. And he promises that he is our burden bearer and he will lift it at Calvary. So I'm going to open this line and I will ask the individual if they would like to pray. We go into a season of prayer here, right? Or maybe a short prayer. And then we will open the line for the speaker. Right. All right. So wish Leon. 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Tanika from Florida. And I'm so glad to be on the Health Thursday prayer line this evening. It's such a blessing because your health message is the right arm of the gospel. Praise God. I do have a Bible scripture I'd like to read, and it's taken from Psalm 67:1-7. Amen. It says, God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Verse 3, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Verse 4, O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Verse 6, then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. And verse 7, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do have a small health nugget, if I can share it.
Tamiko, what you said? I didn't get you.
Oh, I had a small health nugget about getting sunlight that I wanted to share.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sister Paul. It says, get sunlight. The sky above proclaims God's handiwork. Psalm 19:1. Did you know that 90% of Americans don't get enough vitamin D, which is essential for healthy cells and bones? One reason for this is because they don't get enough sunlight. Try to get at least 30 minutes of direct sunlight 3 days a week. If you have a darker complexion, you probably need more sun. Be sure to talk to your doctor and determine how much exposure is enough and how much is too much for you. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing and also for reading. God is good. You know, the eight laws of health, the Lord wants us to utilize it, you know, so that we will be getting very healthy, right? So we're going to open this line up for prayer, asking my dear beloved if she could lead us in prayer, and then we will open for the speaker. I was asking if Brother Anil is on the line. Can you press number 1-518-482? Your line is open. Can you lead us in a general prayer for each and every one of us tonight?
Merciful Father, we come to you this evening, thanking you, Father, for life. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of the past days of the week until now. We thank you, Lord, that we can call upon your name, your mighty name, who is strong to save and mighty to deliver. We pray that you will be with us this evening. The few of us who are online here this evening, we pray, Lord, that you will help us to cling to you. Help us to know, Lord, that you, without you, life is useless. Without you, we can do nothing. So we come calling upon your name, asking you to bless us abundantly and help those of us who are on this line this evening as we stretch our hands to you, that you will hear our humble prayer and answer it. Father, we thank you this evening for all those who are on this line, all who see it fit to come here. Lord, I pray that you will bless each one, even those who are quiet listeners. We pray that you will help us all, that we will continue to call upon your name as we see the evil days that are, the things that are going on in the world, Lord, especially for our children, Lord. I have left them before you this evening. Father, they need your help. They need your love. They need your mercy. Father, they are so liable and vulnerable so that they are attacked each day. All types of things are happening to them, Lord. I present them before you this evening, Lord, that you will take full control of everything, that you watch over them and help them, Lord, as they go out there into the world. We know what is going on. So many people, so many children are being taken up every day. They are being abused by some, even by parents and elderly. Father, we pray that you will continue to be with them. Be with the elderly too, who are in homes. Father, we pray this evening that you will send help because they do not have enough help. Most of the homes don't have enough workers. They come and they just leave. They do not do their job. Father, I pray that you will send compassionate workers to those homes to help those who are sick, that you will give them the new home, help, give them a conscience, prick their conscience that they will do their work faithfully and well, and to know that you are looking down on all classes and conditions of mankind. Father, bless the speaker tonight, whoever will be speaking, giving the word, that you will give them an unction of your spirit from above, and they will speak your word with power, and some soul, someone will be, heart will be touched, and they will want to give their life to you. We pray that you will bless all the workers on this line, Sister Pamela, Sister Stephanie, and all the others that will come on later on to speak, that you will give them the strength, you give them the power, and that we, as we ask you to forgive us of any sin we have committed against you at this moment, that our prayers will not be hindered from
enter into your throne of grace. Thank you, Father, for this day, and we pray that you will bless all of us on this night, this evening, and give us the very special blessing that we need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Him, right? All praise and honor go to him. So let I find out again if he is 301-868, your line is open. Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, let's give God the praise. God is worthy to be praised. We are here asking the Lord to help each one of us this Thursday. And you know what? I call and I do not get no reply. I know my dear, our dear sister was on the line early. I don't know if she's in class, but eventually I called 2 times and I haven't heard so from her. So let us really do God's work as God had promised us that. You know what? We is here and we know he is in the midst, and we want to thank everyone who joined us. And right in front of me, I did not share my testimony to see until we can do a little reading. And this is restoring relationship. We may say today is help message, but what the Lord said, you know, in his word, you know, he wants us to be a good relationship with each other, with ourselves, with him, so that if we do not have that relationship with him, we won't be able to do his will, right? So we want God to pour out his blessing. Yes, sorry. He wants us to really have that relationship with him. And sorry about it. So we're just going to read and just wait a little bit until the speaker comes. And I think it is fitting in this help message, you know, because if we don't have a relationship with God, we won't be able to follow the 8 laws of health and to follow what God said to us as the help message is the right arm to the gospel. And right, meanwhile, we are reading, studying in a little Bible study. We are asking our brothers and sisters here, if they are the one who is going to present the message, we are asking you please to press 1 that I will be able to open the line. First, my dear, is restoring relationship. Each one of us, Father, we come to you this moment, this El Thursday, giving you thanks, giving you praises for your word. And now, dear Lord, first we want to restore our relationship with you. You are the creator. You are the King of Kings. And we want, all of us on this line, want to have a better relationship with you, a closer walk with you. So we are asking you tonight, Lord, El Thursday night, to fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit and use us mightily so that we will perform your duty. This reading is taken from Matthew 5:23-26. And my dear and dear Lord, help us that we will be the light of the world to carry your help message to the four corners of the world so that people will be changed in what they are doing. Will be changed. Lord, we just want to give you thanks. It's read, my dear beloved, here on the line. Please take note. And it is taken from Matthew, so you can get your King James Version Bible and take Matthew 5:23-23. Everybody knows about Matthew, you know. So let us start. I'm still looking here. If the speaker is there, can you press 1 to identify yourself that you are here, that we can open the line so that you can start it to share. All right. So read. So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and reconcile to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. So the Lord is telling us, brothers and sisters on this line, if we are not with anyone here on the line, right, and we are praying, presenting our request by praying and, you know, sharing and fasting, and we know that we have something against Sister Powell or any one of us, it is saying that we must leave what we are doing. Maybe not leave it completely to go, because maybe that person is way off in another country or in another state, you know, but you have to present it to the Lord so that the Lord will hear with a sincere and a contrived spirit and heart, that the Lord will hear so that he will answer, give you an answer to your prayer. So the Lord is telling us, my dear beloved, right, what we should do and what we should not do. Right? So it said, then came and offer your sacrifice to God. So when after that you go to the Lord, your heart is clear and you are presenting yourself, your beam, your family members, and that individual to God. And when you are on the way to court, all that now, because we do hear all manner of things happening, that we as Christian going in court for everything, right? It said, when you are on the way to court with your adversary, settle your differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge or will hand you over to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. And if that happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny. So, my dear beloved, all these are health messages, health thought, you know. So we have to really reflect our character, ourselves to the Lord, so that we will have his character to do his will, right? So that is it. And reflection, it said a broken relationship can end our relationship with God, right? And if we have a problem or grievance with a friend, we should resolve the problem as soon as possible. We are hypocrites if we claim to love God while we hate others. Our attitudes toward others reflect our relationship with God. So, my dear beloved, we all on this line, and we heard, right, these wonderful counsel, these promises, right, that God gave us and counseling us in the right way, because we will be going out there on the battlefield to present the health message, the right arm of the gospel, the everlasting gospel, to present the truth, where the Lord said, I love to hear when my children settle in the truth. So if we settle in the truth, my dear beloved, all this, what we have been studying on this line, we will ask the Lord to help us not to be hearers, but we will be doers of these words and continue to do what the Lord wants us to do. He said, and judge now, do not judge others, my dear beloved, all that come in the health talk, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And why worry about to speak it to your friend eyes when we have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of the speck of your eyes, when you can see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite. First, get rid of the log in your own eye. Then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. So you see, all these encouraging words is telling us, right? If we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, we won't be able to be worrying each other, right, and complaining on each other and, you know, biting and fighting each other. We will love each other just as our Father Jesus Christ love us with an everlasting love, just as how he died on Calvary cross for us, just as how we suffer that pain, that ache, just as how he went into that grave, right, that tomb, and he went in there for us because he loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us so much. That's the reason why he is giving us this. There's a command that we can follow him and trust him. So I am so grateful and thank God that he is able to do it. And I will just pause here a little and see, you know, where my speaker on the line asking you to press one that we can, you have something special that you place, you know, tonight for my people. We have a full house and we would like to know it. If you are there, 301-868, your line is open. Okay. All right. I think she's in class because she really told me that. And she asked Brother O'Neill last week if Brother O'Neill was able to finish up his, the message yesterday. I think he's here, right? Okay.
3198. And I'm sure you guys remember that quirky little teen pregnancy movie. 2000. And I suspect that.
I heard somebody speaking, but I did not hear clearly. All right, my dear beloved. God is good. God is great. What more could we say more than give God the praise? God is worthy and worthy to be praised. I don't know if everybody is hearing. I'm going to open a line because I'm trying to, you know, get my everybody to be involved tonight in the program, right? So I'm going to open the line that I see, right, and just ask if she are hearing me. 857-505, you are hearing?
Yes, Sister Powell. Can I sing a song,
okay.
Sister Powell?
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Eli. I just want to know that you guys are here. All right, my dear beloved, we are here once more on Advent Health Thursday. We just read a while ago about our proper relationship, restoring our relationship. And first, we want to restore our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when we have a closer relationship with him and we have built up his character within us, there is where he will cover us under his robe of righteousness in Christ Jesus. And then we will be able, my dear beloved on this line, to be able to stand. So now we are going into our ministry of healing for a little time. I think the speaker tonight is maybe in class. She had opened the line for us early. And we know that, you know, they are busy doing other things, other arrangements, and I thank God that she was able to open the line, you know, and our other second speaker, Brother O'Neill, you know, I'm trying to get him, but maybe he's at work. So we are going to, my dear beloved, we have so much things to read and study, because this line is a study line. This line is a line that we can, you know, study together, as the Lord said, come, let us reason together. And as we reason together, you know, God wants us to be. And if there is anyone on the line did not share their testimony or their praises or with a song, I am saying if you did not share yet, you know, before I go into the reading, you can so do, press one, and I will open the line. If you do not press one, my dear beloved, I am not going to open the line. So if you press one, I will know that you wanted to share. So if anyone who did not share yet have a testimony, have a praise of something that they want to share, I am asking you to press number one. And first, may I share this little testimony. This is a little testimony I have. My dear beloved, God is so good. God is so great. He has been working so much with each and every one of us. You know, I do not have words in my mouth to express. This morning, I was here. And eventually, my dear beloved, one of my dear beloved sister came down. And she came down and said, we're going some places, you know. And she came down. I never have the keys, my dear, because my key wasn't here. And I just could pray. It wasn't far we were going. And I just pray and I draw up the door and I went. And, you know, meanwhile, I went and was coming back. I saw my daughter and she lived near me. So eventually she didn't want to ride. I go. She took me and I go and I came back and you know what, everything was all right. So that is a blessing. I got the drive down and everything was okay in the house. I just dropped the house, front door and I didn't close it. So the angel, I prayed before I leave and asked the angel to God to protect it until I come. Well, there was really great protection. Then, my dear beloved, I went to do some shopping in the evening. And while I was there, I got the stuff. And after I got the stuff, full basket of stuff, I was looking for my card, my dear beloved. I couldn't find that card, right? So I have a card, and I give the lady the card. And she was saying, oh, that's not the card. That's not the card. So I said, okay, make I leave. And I went, came down, looking for the card. And all I was looking for the card, one of my sister, I call her, and she said, come, let us pray. And I prayed, and then after I called the place location, I asked if anyone used the card. They said, no one used it. So I was so grateful that, you know what, nobody used it. So eventually, we went back up with the same card because telling the other person that I was giving the card, and they are telling me that they couldn't. And when I went up, the card that I used, the lady, the clerk there, you know, did not even take the card. I said, this card, I can use this card. And she did not try. So when I went up and I got my stuff two trips, and went to one of the supervisors and explained, she said, oh, my Lord, I'm so sorry that happened. I didn't know, you know, you guys should really come and look for a supervisor at that time. So you know what, I take it just calmly. And I came down and I went back up, and eventually everything worked out okay. So I just give God thanks for that patience, you know, because you know what, it was a little harsh to know that you have those stuff and you have your card and you're going to use it, and eventually you heard that, you know, that's not the card. That's not the card. So I just want to give God thanks that God was able. And meanwhile, we were coming out. I met my nephew. So he was there to help my daughter, and you know, park the stuff in her car. And we came down. So in everything, my dear, we have to present the character of Christ, because I could be, you know, get a little upset and maybe going on, but I took it so calm. I just came down and searching. Eventually, I didn't find the card. I was all able to call. Nobody used it, and, you know, to allow that, yeah, I will get back another card just so that when if I find it, I know I have to tear it up. So God is so good. He's so great. He's always there for his children, my dear beloved. And because he loves us so, he just wants us to be humble. And he promised that he will take care of us. And I saw someone join us lately. And you know what? I'm going to open the line. You know, I just stir up and I saw this individual. And if she could just shortly do a song for us. And then we will go into the little reading. So I'm going to open the line for 518. I just saw you. Oh, Lum, what I did here. Don't let me. I'll be right. I just saw you on the line and I just, oh, Baba. Yes. Yes, if you would like to share, I just saw you on the line. I thought something and it gone all over. That's when you don't use this thing, okay? Okay, my dear beloved. All right. 518, can you, 518-650, can you, okay. 518-60, your line is open. Sorry about that, baby. 518-6, if you could just have a little song for us, and then we will go into, sing a song for us, and then we go in, I will go into the reading.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. I would like to sing this good song. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my sins away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, pure woman, change as we are living fire. While life darkness I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Be darkness turned to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside.
Amen. Sister Paul, let you finish?
Yes, I finished the song.
Oh, okay, praise God, praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that song. And that was the song a while ago, you know, two songs. My faith looks up to thee, and burdens are lifted on Calvary. So it seems like you was reading my mind, you know. That was the song, came up, two songs. I sang, burdens are lifted on Calvary, and you came and sing, my faith look up to thee. So we need the faith of Jesus Christ, right, to go on and on, to go through all these things that we are going through. But we want to thank him for these encouraging promises that he has given unto us, so that we can feed upon his word. And when we feed upon his word, surely believe by faith that he heard our cry, and he promised he will take care. So, my dear, for the few we are asking, welcome again. We have a full house, and may the Lord continue to bless this group, bless you guys on this group to be faithful, right? Because if we have open courage and be faithful with God, we know that all what is coming on, the Lord is going to protect us. And my dear beloved, I am asking you all to go and read about your angels, your guardian angel that God has beside each and every one of us, so that the angel is protecting us when the enemy come down, the angels surround us, that they can't attack us. So we just want to thank God for these wonderful gifts that he has given unto us, and promises that he has given unto every one of us here. And all I'm encouraging, my dear beloved brothers, let us be faithful. Let us believe. Let us trust. Let us be obedient. Let us study his word. Let us share his word to all those who we come contact with. And then we will see the result, because the result is there for each and every one of us to see. And we do know that one day soon and very soon, if we are faithful, we will be living with Jesus. Asking again, if Brother O'Neill, the speaker, is there and they want to share, can you press number one so that you will be able to join us? Well, if not, we have so much things to talk about, right? Help for the unemployed and the homeless. I don't know, my dear beloved, Colorado, the other day I heard the cry, emergency, a state of emergency, because for who is that emergency? It wasn't a drought. It wasn't a storm for all the people. Homeless is on the street, on the sidewalk. There are little tarpaulin over, cover over, all over, right? For the homeless. So they said, help for the unemployed and the homeless. So the Lord cares about the unemployed, and he also cares about the homeless. So there is hope and there is courage, right, that we here have to be praying. Because, my dear beloved, I heard this saying that, you know, when we are working, each one of us working, and we are just one paycheck for homeless. You ever hear that statement? You know, sometimes we heard it ring. You know, even though we are working, even though we are having it easy, we do not know what will happen. So we just have to have hope and prayer for these individuals, in which we also knew of individual who is on out there, maybe because of sickness, mental, and some are out there because of they lost their job and they also lost their home. So let us listen to some encouraging promises that we have for our homeless, right? My eyes now. It said here, we can do nothing. We can do nothing without courage and perseverance. Speak words of hope and courage to the poor and the disheartened. If need be, give tangible proof of your interest by helping them when they come into some places, right? So you hear what we have to do? This is a command for each and every one of us. Speak good words. Kind, just sympathy, you understand? And let me tell you, good words and kind words, encouraging words, you know, this will help each and every one of us when we are going through our problem, when we are going through distress and trouble. They said, those who have had many advantages should remember that they themselves still err in many things, and that it is painful to them when their errors are pointed out, and there is help for before them, a comely pattern of what they should be, right? So, my dear beloved, let us pray that God will bless and God will keep us, so that we can help those. It said here, remember that kindness will accomplish more than censor. As you try to teach others, let them see that you wish them to reach the highest standard and that you may ready to give them help. And if in some things, therefore, be not quick to condemn them. You hear, my dear beloved? If there is some way that you may think that you are trying your best with them and you still see them, right, in any way and going like they do not care what the Lord says, do not condemn them. As we read, you know, God is just pointing out the words of encouragement that he has said, had told us years gone by, how we should treat others. And as we read about the reflection, you know, of a righteous communication relationship, you understand? And we were just sharing that relationship first, right? Relationship first is what? is for us to love our brothers and love our sisters, because if we do not love our brothers and sisters, we cannot love Jesus who we'll see. So it is telling us here, so we must not condemn them. And it also states that simplicity, self-denial, economy, lesson, so essential for the poor to learn, often seems to them difficult and unwelcome. The example and spirit of the world is constantly excitement and fostering pride, love, and also display. That is what in the world. And if we follow the world, my dear beloved, we won't be able to help our brothers and our sisters, right, in these help and needs, right? So as we go forward in the same ministry of healing, this chapter is saying life best things, right? We just read about the homeless, right? The needy and the homeless. So life best things. Let us hear and listen. It is coming from the Ministry of Healing, Health for the Unemployed, and also the homeless. I am still looking down the aisle if I see if it's even few minutes. Okay. All right. Well, I know that we have few people join us. And you know what? I love to give the opportunity, you know, not just to hear Sister Powell voice alone on this line, just to give the opportunity of someone. I know she didn't identify that she wanted to speak, but I know that she always. So I'm going, open the line. 423-635, your line is open. Can you share for us if you want to?
Amen, amen. Good evening, Sister Powell. Hopefully can you hear me well?
Yes, my dear. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening, Sister Powell. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carlin. Carlin from Tennessee. God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my brothers and sisters. I was just encouraged today. I was blessed today with the showers of blessings. When you're in the country, you welcome the rain, because the rain, it waters your plants. It helps you refresh the air, and it just give water also to us, because we're getting water out of a stream. So it gives water to life on earth. So I just welcome the I welcome the rain. But I just want to share something. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I've been encouraging my brothers and sisters about, my brothers in Christ, about the temperance that need to be taking place so that the body can be refreshed, the body can be in good health. And just as I was talking about it yesterday, the devotion today was about the same thing, temperance, health and temperance. And it's so fitting that, I should read that today, and I shared it with them, and it was a blessing to know that God wants us to be in health. He wants us to take care of this body that he has given us for a purpose, not, of ourselves to use up and to abuse and to overwork. But he has given us for a purpose that we should use it for his glory, and that we not be a castaway as we share with others and encourage them that we ourselves fall to sickness and whatever types of disease that, will come upon the body if we don't take care of it. So I was encouraged by that, and I just want to encourage my brother that we have to be temperate in all things, not just something, but in all things we have to be temperate. As 1 Corinthians 9, 25 through 27 said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it crown, but we an incorrupt crown. Amen. 26, therefore, so run not as unnecessary, so fight I, not as one that beacheth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall be a castaway. And again, intemperance is a foe against which all needs to be guarded. The rapid increase of this terrible evil should arouse every lover of this race to the warfare that is against us. And we have to teach our young people to be temperate and not to be intemperance, because the children I work with, they're intemperate. They want they're a microwavable generation, everything quick and, you know, direction or something. They don't want to sit down and read and learn. They just want to quick. And, you know, and I just thank the Lord for patience to deal with them, to talk to them, to encourage them, and to show them the love of Christ, because that's how we're going to win others, just by our deportment, how we act, how we treat them, and they will respect us and ask us a reason for our hope. And I was able to share about the rainbow when it was raining at work, about God said right after the rain, he was going to give us a rainbow that to remind us that he will not flood the earth again. And the young man didn't understand. He's like, wait a minute, but there is flood. He said, oh, the whole world, he'll flood some cities and some places, but he will not flood the whole world. I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is good, Sister Powell, and I just want again to encourage my brothers and sisters to be faithful. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You see, God, thank you, Sister Carlo, for coming, sharing. You see what we are all about? This is what God wants us, you know. I was just calling down, you know, and you were way down the bottom. And, you know, after sharing, and, you know, I said, you know, I want everyone to share. You know, God is so good. Thank you, dear, for that wonderful, wonderful presentation. It's a little presentation, Sister Carla, and we just want to thank you for the reading and for your example and your experience with the rain in the country, you know, and the fresh year, you know. God is so good. God is so great. So we just want to thank you for sharing, and also with the children, you know, that when I hear about the children, how I feel, you know, Sister Carla, because they are so precious in the sight, despite of how they are, you know, a little busybody, but, you know, they are precious, and they are the ones that we have to teach, you know, and temperance, as we have been studying it in all things. And our prayers for each one of us here on this line should be temperance in everything, in eating, drinking, listening, reading, working, do everything. We have to be obedient with it. And as we have been studying the health message that God has given unto us, we have to carry out this message. And where our topic today is several little chapter we read, the helpless poor, right? We go in the poor, and we know that God need us, right, to be kind, to be loving. And he said to us in his word, this is the last little portion, and there I should open that if anyone have any question in the reading and something that they did not understand, you know, that they could, you know, give a little 1 minute, 2 minutes. And God said, we must do good, right, and lend helping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind, right? And we found that in Luke 6:15, he that guideth his eyes shall have many curls, but he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Proverbs 28:6. So God wants us to give and to help and to do the best. Give and it shall be, remember this, huh? Give and it shall be given unto you, right? Do good measure. It says, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Luke 6:38. And my dear beloved, let us remember these wonderful little promises that God have given unto us. So let us do good, be kind, be loving, give one another, help our brothers and sisters, especially in this time that we are living. So I will shut my mouth now, close my mouth, and if anyone want to comment, have a query, and they want to comment on what we just studied, what we heard, and how do you guys feel, we want to know tonight for the short while from Let Us Reason. We want to know, you know, we want to hear from our brothers and sisters. How do you feel? We are on this line, you know, we can just shift a little on this line for nearly 10 years, right? And we can just reflection, right, on what we have heard on this line, what we learned, what this line is doing, and we can just shift for a little minute, right? So I'm going to, you know, you can, if you want to say anything you see, how you feel coming on this line 9 to 9, what you feel with your resources that you have been sharing, right? For the few minutes before we close, my dear, because we want to be temperance in everything we do. We want to be temperance, as we just heard, you know, that the 8 laws of health is a part to be temperance, right? So we want to do every temperance and in order. So if you want to just share some of the things for the 8 years, just a quick teach, a minute, that each person can share before we close. We will open the line. First, I have to say I am so happy about the way in which my brothers and sisters can join on the line, that I can see them. It looks like I'm seeing your face to face every night that we come on the line, and I am thankful for that. That is what I got. Thankful for brothers and sisters to dwell together in harmony, and I thank God for that. Who else would like to share something? Can you press your line? Oh, I see some hand. I opened this, tried to open this line long time ago, and eventually I didn't get, no, not this one, not this one. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. This one. 319, I trying to get this line open long time.
Blessing, good night, everyone. Yeah. Glory to God, boys.
Brother O'Neill, I tried to open your line several times.
Yeah, it was a late day for me at work today. I actually reached home like almost 8 o'clock. So,
okay,
yeah, so
right.
I had to get myself
you
together.
I excuse you. Okay, I excuse you.
I can talk though, because there's so much to testify to the goodness of God.
Just a few
yeah.
We just have a few minutes and we want to be separate.
Yeah, I'm going to share a testimony. That's all I'm doing tonight. About Sabbath afternoon in the evening, someone said to me, you're going on the road, and asked me if I wanted to go. I said, yes, definitely. So the person said to me that we're going to go a different route today. We're going to do some tax distribution, reason with the people on the street, and give them some Ten Commandments poster, some tracts showing the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is truly God's holy day, and Sunday can never be the Sabbath. And we went and we lazed on with them, and we didn't go the normal route. We went to the byway, like areas where guys will sit down and hang out and smoking and drinking. Those are the areas we went, because it's summer, so you're going to find a lot of people doing that, barbecuing and all of that. Those are the areas we went to. And I met a guy that went to one of the schools in the neighborhood that I grew up with, and started reasoning with him, and, you know, we talked, and he told me, I said, I usually go by your school after I come from my school in the evening most of the time to play soccer, because I usually play soccer and all of that. And I start talking to him, and I said, I'm going to give you a book that's really very important that can help you to, you know, make a walk with God. And I'm going to give you a pamphlet, a flyer, and I'm also going to give you a poster. And he took it from me and said, thank you so much. And met another guy. So, like, every time we go, we meet somebody that is was a once a part of the film, the Adventist Church, you know. And we spoke with them and we encouraged them and give them literature. And they were so receptive. Yeah, and all the books that we went out with, The Step to Christ, The Great Controversy, and we gave them out, all the books. It was just two of us, you know, two by two. So we can use that as a way to, in the Sabbath evening, because many times people, we have our potlucks, and after we have our potlucks for our digestive work, we could do literature evangelism, you know, and we're helping ourselves and we're helping others as well. You know, reason with the people and get to know them. And we met upon a lot of folks who are receptive. We met upon folks that we're talking to this person, but we're talking to her and her husband. We're talking to them. I think they are Muslims. And we started that have conversation to them. And she's a Latino. So I said, you're not a lot of Latinos. Gravitate to Christianity more than Muslim, for her and her, what caused her to become a Muslim. And it says just like the religion, try to give her a tracks, but you know they don't really take tracks from us like that. If we have a like health literature, we have health literature, they will take that from us. Like when we were in Albany, we meet up on some Muslim and. We were at a park, and I told the pastor that you cannot give them Great Controversy, really. You can give them literature, because any certain literature they would not take from you. But if, like, we give them, like, Ministry of Healing, they can find Christ in Ministry of Healing. But you give them something that's about Christianity, off the bat, they will reject it, you know. But, you know, God is bringing people to a greater knowledge of His Word, to understand His Word. And this day and age, we have to just play our part, because truly, the harvest is plenteous. Let's continue to pray for more laborers, because so much things is happening in this world, and did anyone want us to be dwelling up on these, trying to get our career going, and try to get our homes, try to get married, try to get this and try to get that. And the most important thing right now is for the world to know Jesus is. You know who Jesus is. As Christ says, foxes have old birds have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. And Christ said to his disciples, John 5, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So it's the most important thing that we have to bear in mind, even though we have personal things that we need, but our greatest thing is to service for Christ. So I want to thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line.
Oh, okay. Brother O'Neill, I thank you for coming and sharing, right? You know, God is good. And brothers and sisters, we have to be on the battlefield. As Brother O'Neill said, Sabbath evening, we do notice that sometimes we at church over our early hours, and our brothers and sisters after church over, some going to go home, but I am asking and we are praying that, you know, just as what Brother O'Neill said, let us clear the street, let us take the park. Sometimes it's there, you see a lot of people. You know, if you heard our testimony while we were in Louisiana, you know, one evening, and where we went and where we saw the people and the children, you know, and we were able to go and share, and everybody was just delighted. Everything stopped when we came in. You know, everything that was there, it stopped. I'm telling you, my dear beloved, and we were able to go in and share, and you hear thanks and tracts and books and what, and they were happy to receive it. And I do know they're not going to take it and throw it away. You saw the faces and the packages, you know, so let us really take this thing serious, my dear beloved. You know, what we can do, we have to do it now because the time is winding up. And I just want to thank my dear beloved, all of us this El Thursday, you know, that come on this line and been sharing and telling your testimonies, you know, your example, your experience, you know, of some of the things that you use. So God is so good. And I just want to remind our brothers and sisters before we close, thank you all again, and remind that tomorrow night is Sabbath night, and let us come to the Lord. Each one tell one, right? Each one bring one, right? So that we can have a sweet fellowship Sabbath, the Sabbath night, and Sister Carla will be the host tomorrow night, and then Brother Ricardo, I believe, is the speaker. So we ask you, please, to invite. And we on this line is very blessed, my dear beloved. And we want to just share tonight, just a little, we're closing, appreciate all of our people, brothers and sisters who join, and all our speakers. You know what? They have not been paid, my dear beloved. They come on this line night upon night freely, right? Freely they get, freely give. You know, and we want to appreciate them of what they have been doing. You know, we have some on this line for 9 years, you know, with this line. And you know what? They're presenting the message. So, and especially our male figure who is the priest, you know, we have quite a few people. We pass through a lot of people. So let us keep them in prayer and support them when they are sharing, you know, the truth, because I'm telling you, they are really teaching the truth where you are no one getting it inside when they go into the temple, right? So let us feed and feast upon his word. So I just want to thank everyone tonight for joining, and we will just close with a prayer and then with a song. And remember tomorrow night, because we want to be temperance. So they still have us on the line because, you know what, the Holy Spirit is here with us tonight. So let us pray. The Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for this sweet fellowship that we have in your word. Lord, the ministry of healing, the right arm of the gospel, the coat that was presented to each and every one of us, the laws of health. Lord, the way in which you promised to give us back, point us and bring us back to the tree of life. Lord, the Garden of Eden will be restored. Lord Jesus, the tree of life will be there bearing fruit, for we can eat and bear 12 manner of fruits, Lord. The truth that you have given unto us, the everlasting gospel message in Revelation 14:6-12. Here are the patient of the saints. Here are they who keep the commandment of God and have the faith of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that message to go out like wildfire in the community. So help us, Lord, that each one of us here have a part to play. Some of us may not be able to be preachers, but we can carry the gospel message. We can give a track. We can pray on behalf of all our brothers and sisters who are on the mission field all over the world. So this evening, we come to you to say thank you. We ask you for blessings from each and everyone. And we present our youth to you, Lord, our children, that they are saying that they are after our children. Heavenly Father, we look into the store. We saw the outfit that they want our children to read. Even the baby that just born, dear Lord, the outfit that they are giving the baby. Lord, the rainbow that you have given unto us to be a covenant that you will not flood the earth again with flood. We saw how they take your rainbow cheap and going on and carrying on, Lord. But in the name of Jesus this evening, your children stand before you bowing and praying, Lord Jesus, to allow us, Lord, that this message can go on. Not to let us see what happened in Lot, Sodom, and Gomorrah, how much district, how much the area was destroyed, Lord, by fire, Lord, and Lot was able to, the angel was able to pull him out of Sodom just because of what we are seeing now. Heavenly Father, please have your own sweet way in our life. Help us, Lord Jesus, to carry this message. We know that, dear Father, it's not really a message that's going to be loved. We are not going to be loved, but thank you for your angel that will be with us. Bless each one of us here tonight. Help us that we will have a good night's sleep. We thank you for the link that you have placed us in, and bless us and keep us and our family. And Heavenly Father, each one of us desire tonight to follow you, to serve you, Lord, to trust you, to depend upon you, to be obedient unto you. So we ask you to cover us under your robe of righteousness in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. Have a good night, my dear beloved. I will just sing my our favorite song, Lead Us to Calvary.